It's mid-afternoon, immediately after the close of our last episode. As in the office of Attorney Perry Mason.
Just a moment, Bella.
Mr. Wallace is waiting, Perry.
Well, that's too bad. I have no time to talk.
But you've got to, Perry.
Got to, Miss Reed?
Well, I mean, you don't have to, but Mr. Wallace is a very important man, really.
Well, I'm not very important, but I am very busy, so just inform your Mr. Wallace...
Perry, Mr. Wallace is chairman of the board of the National Indemnity Insurance Company.
Well, he sounds important.
And he's also head of the General Insurance Alliance.
What's that?
Well, all the major insurance companies have formed a committee of representatives from each company, General Insurance Alliance.
Never heard of it.
It was in today's paper.
Well, that's what I get for not reading the paper. Sorry, Della.
Oh... You're going to make a liar out of me, Chief?
What?
Well, I told Mr. Wallace you'd see him. Honestly, Perry, most lawyers would be tickled to death if an important man like Mr. Wallace came to see them.
Well, the fact remains that I am not tickled to death.
Not exciting enough.
Well, I like excitement.
I know. I did tell him you'd see him.
Well, you shouldn't have without asking.
Yes, sir.
Now, I trust you didn't make any further commitments.
No.
I'll give him 5 minutes.
Oh, I knew you would. Oh, come in, Mr. Wallace. This is Mr. Mason.
Mr. Mason? Hello, Mr. Wallace. Please sit down.
This chair, Mr. Wallace.
Thank you. I've come to discuss a very confidential matter, Mr. Mason. Oh, if you're referring to Miss Street, she is my very confidential secretary. Very well. I'll come right to the point. Good. I can only give you a few minutes. Indeed. It'll take longer than a few minutes, Mr. Mason. I'm sorry. I'll have another matter to attend to in just about 3.5 minutes. You change your mind?
Oh?
Because what I'm about to tell you is of great importance. And it will prove highly profitable to you. Very profitable. 5 figures, so don't worry about the time, Mr. Mason.
No, I'm not. I suggest you do. You've only 3 minutes now.
I said you'll change your mind, and I'm seldom wrong.
Mr. Wallace.
Use this ashtray, Mr. Wallace.
Thank you. All right, Mason, just in case you don't know, I am board chairman over at National Indemnity.
Yes, I've heard of it.
Naturally, since ours is the largest company in America. I'm also chairman of General Insurance Alliance. Heard of it?
A moment ago, from my secretary.
Yeah. We thought it best to make a brief announcement to the press, even though our purpose in forming the committee is secret.
Then why announce it to the press?
Oh, we couldn't keep the committee a secret, Mason. The committee is composed of important men from all major companies. Well, couldn't possibly keep it a secret. But we intend to keep our objective secret. I'm not going to beat around the bush, Mr. Mason. You know how many cars are stolen each month? More to the point, how many claims the insurance companies pay each month?
No.
I know. Only too well. It's getting to the point where we may be forced to raise our rates. That's why I've come to you.
Well, just why have you come to me?
We want you to represent the Alliance. We want you to destroy what we believe to be a tremendous stolen car ring. I use the word tremendous advisedly. Our preliminary investigation points to an established, very efficient organization.
Well, you want a detective, Mr. Wallace, not a lawyer.
I beg your pardon, sir. We do want a lawyer to direct the investigation. Only a man with legal and investigative experience could direct it. You're going up against a clever operation, Mason, as you'll see when you study the reports.
I'm sorry, Mr. Wallace.
What?
I've neither the time nor the inclination
now,
to become
involved. Just a moment, Mason. I haven't finished. You'll have unlimited funds for expenses. Naturally, you won't do the investigating yourself. Hire as many men as you like. Work with the police if you want. And we believe the Ring's headquarters are here in this city. You're here, and you're the logical man to take over. As I say, your fee will run well into 5 figures. Not 10,000, Mr. Mason. Many times 10,000. Well, what do you say?
What I said before, I won't do it.
Mr. Mason, this is a tremendously important case. Think of the prestige which will accrue to you.
No, Mr. Wallace. Now, if you'll excuse me,
Give me another moment, Mr. Mason. Now, when I tell you...
I'm sorry, Mr. Wallace, but I have a phone call to make at 4 o'clock. It is almost 4 now. Miss Street, would you please show Mr. Wallace out?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Mason, would you mind very much telling me what's so important you haven't another minute to spare me? I'll grant it's none of my business, but satisfy my curiosity.
Well, if you really want to know, the daughter of a friend of mine was injured in an auto accident some time back. The girl is a dancer. She's been told that because of her injury, she'll never dance again. It's a bitter disappointment to her. She's studied dancing for years, all she ever wanted to do. I'm going to speak to the doctor to see if there's any chance she'll be able to dance at some later date.
Hmm. Well, of course, the young lady's experience is regrettable, but I don't see... this friend is an important client?
Why, no, not a client at all. As a matter of fact, he's on parole.
Parole?
Yes, he's only a friend, Mr. Wallace, but my friends are important to me. Good day, sir.
Yes. Good day, Mr. Mason.
Well, there goes five figures.
Never mind that.
Want me to phone Dr. Hill?
Yes, and while I'm speaking to him, you also phone the Drake Detective Agency, speak to Paul.
And?
Give him what information we have on Francis Riley. Then ask Paul to learn what he can of his associates and friends. And what's the matter?
You kick five figures out the window because a stolen car ring doesn't interest you, but then you turn around to spend money on a boy who did steal a car.
Well, there's a big difference, Stella.
Yes, I think I know. Frank Riley is a human being.
Oh, who needs help? Somebody's got to help him.
Well, I'm glad you're somebody who will.
Oh, you're not mad at me anymore?
Mad? I think you're... Well, I'm going to show you how mad I am.
Why, in this street?
Wipe the lipstick off your mouth before you speak to Dr. Hill, counselor, or he'll think you've been in an accident.
Meanwhile, inside the Consolidated Motor Sales building, Mr. Herbert G. Selby, president of Consolidated Motor Sales, walks quickly to the office of his vice president.
Yes, Mr. Selby.
I've got to see you, J.T. Look at this.
Keep your voice down, you fool. My secretary is here.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course.
You shouldn't have come here. It doesn't look well for the president to go to a subordinate's office.
I wanted you to see this at once.
Then you should have sent for me to come to your office. You're the big fellow, Mr. Selby.
I'll remember next time, J.T., but look at this.
Not now.
J.T.
And not here. Come on.
Where?
Your office. No, we'll go through the outer office. And let me open the door for you. I'll see the inner office telephone is repaired at once, Mr. Selby. At once, sir. I'm dreadfully sorry you had to come for me, sir.
Oh, I didn't mind, J.T.
You might have sent your secretary to summon me, sir.
I rather like to get around the office a bit, J.T. Keep my eye on things, as it were.
No, let me open your office door, sir. After you, Mr. Selby.
Thank you, J.T. Look at this, J.T. This story. General Insurance Alliance.
Well,
it's bad news. This committee is made up of the most important men in the big insurance companies.
For the purpose of improving public relations with the insurance companies, it says here.
So it says here. But I lunched at my club today.
Oh, what'd you have?
Oh, come now, J.T. This is vitally important.
Yeah, you seem to think so. What'd you have to eat?
Partridge, if you must know. I had lunch with an old gentleman who was a very good friend of my father's.
What'd he have?
Will you please listen to me? The old gentleman is a past president of an insurance company. And as such, he knows the real purpose of the General Insurance Alliance. Honestly, I could barely finish my lunch when he told me.
Barely finish your partridge?
Oh, really, J.T., I'm giving you tremendously important information. You like to think of me as a mere figurehead. You don't even want to listen.
Yeah, I'm listening now.
I should think you would. I tell you, J.T., the time will come when you simply have to give me some real authority. Treating me as a schoolboy is simply a waste of my abilities.
You've got something to say. Say it.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course. The General Insurance Alliance has been formed to combat automobile thefts.
Oh?
These men are in deadly earnest, J.T. They suspect an auto theft ring of huge proportions. They're willing to spend important money to break it. You see what it can mean, J.T.?
Yeah, I see what it does mean. Well, let them suspect. Let them spend money.
J.T., they banded together.
They'll probably spend more money collectively than they did separately. You seen Helen Powers about Miss Beekman yet?
What? No, I was just on my way, but when I learned this...
You go see about Miss Beekman. That girl can be really dangerous. Run along and see Miss Powers, big fella.
Oh, very well, J.T.
One moment. You never told me, how was the partridge, Herbert?
Well, as far as Perry Mason is concerned, apparently J.T. does have no cause to fear the Insurance Alliance. But J.T. doesn't know what's going to happen in the immediate future. By all means, hear Monday's surprising and dramatic development.